No thought.
It would, the Steelers would always be the team on the left, so you could always see their logo. You never had just a black helmet exploding against another helmet.
And do you think you ever saw the Steeler helmet on the right with the logo on it where it's not supposed to be?
No. I don't believe so.
Good question,
though. They're pretty much, they honored that pretty much, I think.
Hello, I don't.
Rune? Pretty much is the operative term here. Maybe they didn't one time.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
How you doing? I want to see if you could help out New York and get the senators to pass extension for the unemployment already.
Unemployment for what?
For unemployment insurance for New Yorkers who are out of work.
Lost you know, their jobs because of 9/11.
Oh, because of 9/11?
Right. Anybody that reads the newspaper now, anybody that looks, watches TV, watches the news, you really are seeing kind of a disturbing trend that the further we get away from the tragedy, the more things are kind of being removed and taken away and benefits.
It hasn't been that long.
It's very, very disturbing, and I think it's bad.
Remain vigilant.
Well, it's almost 5 months after 9/11, and the Senate still can't agree upon a budget and get the unemployment insurance extension passed, which is incredible.
Reading that $5 billion. Was it $5 billion was off the table the other day?
And put back in now.
Put back in?
Yeah. All right, we'll see what we can. Listen, obviously, we're dumb disc jockeys. We have people coming down to eat boogers tomorrow, so
this is true. It damages our credibility.
I wouldn't put a lot of hope in what we can do, but we'll be glad to. We feel the same way you do.
Mr. Geronimo, Mr. O'Meara, thank you so much for speaking before the committee today. How can you expect this committee to take you seriously when I believe it was just a month ago you had people eating boogers in your studio?
All right, I hear you guys.
So you got screwed? What was your situation?
Well, I'm out of work. My fiance's out of work. This would be the second time she's out of work.
Now, were you guys directly affected by the WTC thing?
Well, I worked about six blocks away from World Trade Center, yeah. Mm. But unemployment's like 7.8% in New York City, so,
Are you getting unemployment?
Yeah, right now I am. My fiance's going to lose her unemployment in about another 2 weeks, so.
Listen, I know it's not much, but let me help out. You have won a dozen donuts and a box of Joe from Dunkin' Donuts.
There you go.
All right.
Does that help?
Yeah, it helps a little bit.
There you go.
At least I have some.
Thank you, my friend.
Hey, am I the only one also that thinks the other guy was such a good guy, the guy that used to run New York, and now the new guy is just such a Nimrod?
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What's up, Don?
Hey.
Mike?
Hi.
Helen Hunt still has a big forehead, but that's beside the point.
Oh, and listen, I understand that they were dumping out when I was reading the names of the women that I like. Please do not dump out when I say the name Helen Hunt, because I wasn't saying it.
No, you didn't.
The bad way, but they...
You said it with an H.
Yeah.
I just want to say something about these guys, especially the guy that just called crying about the unemployment. Look, how much is enough? I mean, they extend unemployment to like a year. You can go back for a year, sometimes even longer, to get an extension. I mean, it's freaking ridiculous already. How much do people want?
Lose your job?
Everybody's affected by the World Trade Center. Dude, not everybody's affected by the World Trade Center.
All right, you won me over. Don't send them the donuts. Don't send the guy the coffee. Mike,
yes,
I asked you to get your USA Today out.
Oh, you know, he's back.
I want to say that today he delivers. He delivers like we've expected him to deliver from day number one.
You know, he really, it's like saying hello to an old friend.
Today's column in USA Today, the final word with Craig Wilson. It's beyond great.
Folks, expect us to take a little extra time with today's column because he's just giving so much.
Today he's not writing about football or his retarded cousin.
Right.
No.
Root beer barrels.
He's writing about flowers. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking we might have to start this and we might have to break.
Yeah.
I might not be able to get through like the first two paragraphs.
I think you're right.
I know I'm not going to be able to do that because I'm seeing what my second paragraph, what mine is. Ladies and gentlemen from UFA Today, the final word by Craig Wolfen.
The title of this column today is Nothing More Than Feet. To Grow a Beautiful Garden, Start with Lots of Green. Trying to.
So, Oh, okay, yeah. You take the first paragraph, because I want the
second. I know you want the second one.
I want the second
one. You did that for me last week.
I got money for Christmas this year. But there was the catch. I couldn't spend it on just anything. It was to be spent on our garden. Anything I wanted to do.
When my partner, Jack, gave me the gift. Feelings
of love. Be proud, Craig.
I thought it was a very generous thought. I was a fool, of course. I now realize I'm going to be able to afford a flat of... What the hell is that?
Like? Impatience.
Impatience? Is that a flower?
Yes, it is.
A flat of impatience? And perhaps a bush. And maybe a pot to put them all in. But not much more.
I know. Because I spent last weekend talking to a number of landscape architects. Each arrived with a different vision of what our garden should be.
You know what?
We got a break.
We haven't even got into it yet.
I know, but if we do this now, we'll terribly throw off the schedule for the rest of the show.
We got a break.
Suffice to say, this is the Craig Wilson that we've been waiting for.
Oh, it really is. Hello to an old friend.
Yeah. This is the one. This is the column that we would read in the office before the show and think we could never go on the air and read this.
Amen.
And if you want to follow along by today's USA Today, Wednesday, February 6th, and it's right there on the front page of the purple section, the life section, The Final Word by Craig Wilson.
It's marvelous.
We will, listen, we just have to devote an entire segment to it.
Do. Time to pay the light bill.
We can't break it up. My partner, Jack.
Sorry. To grow a beautiful garden, start with lots of green.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Have you seen the new intern? Extraordinary. Wouldn't I like to give her the old pork sausage? Hello, Jimmy Dean.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Damn straight. Tomorrow on the show, it's the Booger Breakfast. You! Giving away $1,000. Now, here's what the lawyers say. You can bring your own dried boogers with you. You can bring a bag of boogers with you that you've already picked and you've already got dried and crunchy. But you have to pick one. You're going to have to pick one to actually pick out and eat live in front of us.
So for some of you, it might be a slightly uncomfortable morning.
And we will be rating on a 10-point scale. As per the lawyers, every individual who comes in.
Decimals? Completely subjective.
Right, yes.
Can use decimals?
Yes, we can.
Good.
But we got to rate everybody who comes in individually based on what we think. Dynamite Gunnerball action tonight. This is going to be a big one.
Yeah, this is going to be a huge celebration.
You're fighting Gunnerballs tonight against the cast of our favorite soap opera, One Life to Live.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic.
We're going to be at the fabled Bulmore Lanes in Manhattan. Besides all the soap opera stars, Miss V's coming down.
Yes, perhaps for the national anthem.
We'd love to meet you. For information, go to www.bulmore.com.
Good day to you, sir. I said good day.
That'd be
the
a great
John and Mike show.
Sorry, dude. That'd be a great time tonight at Bulmore in Manhattan against One Life to Live. Tim Stickney from One Life to Live. RJ is coming down shortly to tell us who we're bowling against.
So. Very exciting. He'll have the final roster.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hi.
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 I just wanted to thank you guys because I had the best belly laugh yesterday envisioning you grossing Mike out.
Oh, well, get used to that. That happens all the time.
Oh, you made my day, especially when you talked about the under the console, because I worked with a girl who would constantly pick it and pull it out.
You know what? You've nailed it. That was the moment. That was the very... Was that the one with the razor blades?
Nothing like feeling under
No. Scrape underneath, though, with razor blades. Didn't you say that from
No, that was a caller who said that he wanted to scrape underneath his seat. I think she's talking about when I actually...
Well, I know you talked about what's under the console.
And I put my hand under the console like I am right now, and then I licked my fingers.
When you pull your chair up to pull in closer and you feel that it's all bumpy.
Oh, Jesus, ma'am.
You're right, honey.
I feel
for you,
Mike.
God damn it.
You got it. Thank you, honey.
Bye-bye.
I know. See, she'll be loving the show tomorrow.
Of course she will. Sure.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I think, you know what? I really think I had an experience when I was a kid like that in school. Must where I pulled a seat forward and there was something underneath.
That'll do it.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air. Hi.
I just had a couple of girls to add to the list.
Okay, but we're gonna do that a little later. Just give me your number one girl who you think we should rate.
I think it would be the other girl on the Wild On show besides Brooke Burke, the Jules Asner.
Jules Asner. All right, she certainly is worth rating.
Okay, toodaloo.
And Steve Kometko, too.
Toodaloo ass. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Steve Kometko.
Hello.
Don and Mike show.
Which reminds me, we got to read.
You know, I don't know if there's knickknacks on my shelf or what, Rob.
Hello.
Steve Kometko.
Don and Mike show.
Booger Gods.
Hi there.
Booger Gods.
Hi there.
We are, I'm calling from San Luis Obispo. You would not believe what's going on out here.
Why?
What is happening?
You guys are not only on tape delay, but you were replaced yesterday, cut halfway through the show, right before you were going to drink the underpants tea, for girls' water polo.
Yeah!
Yeah, yeah. And I want to rally all the listeners across the nation. I'd love to give you the program director.
I want to say we've had worse preemptions.
We have.
Really?
But no, I don't think so. I think
girls' water polo is it Olympic?
Oh, hell no. It's college.
College? Are you kidding me?
Which is worse? I know that one time we had an affiliate where we were preempted for high school baseball, and we thought that was
baseball,
bad.
High school baseball, but, they get contracts. We have to find out. If we were preempted for college water, how the hell do you do water polo play-by-play on the radio?
What is the station?
It's KCAL.
KKAL. All right,
yeah,
thank you.
They can't find their ass with both hands. They're a bunch of DAs.
They had, the entire water polo match on the radio?
Well, they have all the time. Whatever the local college here, whatever Randy Scoble loves to show the Cal Poly Mustangs.
Hold on a second.
They'll come in the ready.
Don is taking it. What are you doing right now?
I'm looking up some numbers.
All right.
He's getting on the computer.
We're looking at, we might pursue this, sir. We feel this might be important.
Man,
your phone's breaking up.
Sorry. Well, we need a live feed out here for sure.
Give me a second.
First, I got to find out how we're doing in this market. Wait a minute. I got to find out.
You got some numbers there?
College women's water polo might actually be pretty good on TV with the proper.
Yeah, I mean, I'd watch it.
Yeah, I mean, if you had an underwater camera.
Right.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, and they do, I think, a lot of things. During the Olympics, I think they've got an underwater because you watch all the battles that go on below.
If you look real close like I do, you can see Bush.
Mm-hmm. KKAL.
Okay.
San Luis Obispo, California.
Uh-huh.
Market number 116. Don and Mike show, men 18 to 49. The ratings just released from a 3.7 to a 9.2.
Oh, my God, that's strong.
But you don't take us off for water polo.
Men 18 to 49 from a 2.7 to a 7.8. Overall, the station goes from a 0.9 to a 1.7.
Wow.
I'm guessing that's largely based on us.
It would have to be with the numbers that you just said.
If they're running water polo. Well, I don't know what to tell you. We'll have our representatives look into it, but they're looking into other stuff for us right now.
Have you had one too many battles today?
We love you out here, Don.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
We want some live feed, but you're on at 5 at night. I'm a working class dog, like Rick Springfield,
All right, I'll work. I'll put it on my list. Sorry.
Happy fellow.
Get in line.
I got a list. All right, what is this they got on Westwood One? Now I'm on the Westwood One site. Don and Mike show, ratings success.
Mm-hmm.
Delivers ratings, delivers revenue, delivers results. WJFK Washington.
Retained, got any gum?
Retained number one status in Washington, first full book in New Day Part.
Uh-huh.
That's nice. Number one, 1849-2554. KQBZ Seattle. Now, why do they do this? This makes the number sound cheaper. Men 18 to 49, up 125%.
Oh, I hate it when they do that.
Why don't they just put the actual number of what the number
is? Yeah, because it sounds like they're covering up something when they do it that way.
Men 25 to 54, up 92%.
It's meaningless.
I mean, I'll find out the numbers. I'm going to have to go back to the other site, and I'll find out the exact numbers.
Should I think that we got to try a little harder on Seattle if they're doing that, if they're pulling that with our numbers out there?
No, this is Westwood One. I'm on the Westwood One site right now.
But, I mean,
now.
Weren't you giving Seattle numbers there, up 100%?
No, yeah, I've got on another side all of our numbers. I guess I got to give those numbers to Westwood One.
Yeah, I mean, because when they say 100%, you're going like from one to two.
KSFN Las Vegas, men 1849, up 100%, and men 2554, up 69%. Let me give you the actual numbers.
Hold on. A 0.5 to a 1.
All right, hold on. Wait,
it's easier to do that, though.
Yeah.
It's convenient for Westwood One to just do that.
I got all this. See, the thing is, I'm way ahead of them. I got all this crap. Hold on.
Now, is that like a website that's designed for programmers to look at?
Yes. It's called a maximizer, and you have to have an Arbitron code to get into it so I can get our ratings for the markets. KQBC Seattle, men 18 to 49. Well, they're right. It's up about 125%. From a 3.7 to an 8.2.
Yeah.
Well, that's huge.
That's good. They should give them.
Yeah, that
men,
would be better.
Men, dumbasses.
25 to 54, up from a 2.4 to a 5.7.
Then don't give the percentages. I thought they were giving percentages because they were low numbers.
Las Vegas, KSFN.
Hold on. Give me a second.
You have the ratings from Las Vegas?
Yeah. Just a second.
I think we're doing well out there.
Okay.
KSFN, men 18 to 49. All right, well, listen, we'll take this. Up from a 1.1 to a 2.2.
That's fine.
Just put that, though. Don't put up 100%.
No, that doesn't tell us anything.
Men
it doesn't tell a radio program or anything, either.
Men 25-54 from a 1.3 to a 2.1.
Of course, you can't tell a radio program or anything anyway.
Right, you are.
I guess you can't. All right. Well, I don't know what to tell you because it looks to me like the ratings for the station in San Luis Obispo appear to be pretty good. I don't know why the hell they'd be preempting us for a...
Very strong.
Girls water polo.
Well, maybe they're radio people.
Splish splash.
That's always a possibility. If they're radio people, they would do that. Hey, how you doing, Phil? Listen, I'm the sales manager. If we put on this water polo match, the car dealership's going to spend an extra $850.
Yeah.
Wow, do you still have a bottle in your drawer?
Who knows? Well, you can check out some of that. I mean, if you're interested, you can go to westwoodone.com. Or at least now they have us now. This was one of the issues I brought up last week.
Good.
At least we're now listed with the rating successes on Westwood One. For a while, you clicked on this icon on the Westwood One homepage, and it would say rating successes, and we weren't listed.
Yeah, duh.
So
ouch.
So that was one of my requests, one of my small requests this week.
Good.
How about just including us there, just when you click on the icon?
They got to fight for everything in this company.
Not that anybody's ever going to go to that website or give a flying F about it, but what the heck?
Right.
Do that, and when you see me, wave.
And we'll, you know what, we will look into the situation in San Luis Obispo to find out what the hell's going on there, okay?
Absolutely.
Now, Craig Wilson. I want to give this column the full amount of time. Let's go the rest of the break with this column.
Do you want to start from the top?
Absolutely.
To get the proper rhythm?
You bet I do.
Very good.
Because, frankly, I want to tell you something. Since we've been reading this guy's columns, this MF-er has been cheating you out of the quality journalism he had offered in the years previous before we started reading these on the air.
I think we've given Craig Wilson a hard time in weeks past, but I will tell you today's column is a masterpiece.
There's nothing about football logos. There's nothing about retarded cousins. This is all about a beautiful garden.
Very good.
All right. From USA Today. The final word. By Craig Wilson.
I got money for Christmas this year.
Nothing more than fear.
But there was a catch. I couldn't spend it on just anything. It was to be spent on our garden. Anything I wanted to do.
Feelings
of my partner, Jack.
gave me the gift. I thought it was a very generous sum. I was a fool, of course. And I realize I'm going to be able to afford a flat of impatience and perhaps a bush. And maybe a pot to put them all in. But not much more.
I know because I spent last weekend talking to a number of landscape architects. Each arrived with a different vision of what our garden should be.
One was so taken aback by the unassuming entrance to our townhouse that he spent 20 minutes out front verbally redoing the entryway before I could even usher him into the back garden, which he promptly proclaimed sweet. He meant small.
His first suggestion was to demolish the brick wall and yank out the climbing hydrangea.
As if he had a crystal ball that only he could read, he kept saying things like, I see wide gates that swing open to the lane. And I see a staircase here that would take guests up onto the roof. He could also see bamboo and a water element, which is what they call fountains these days.
I saw a man who was not going to redo our garden.
Climbing the social ladder in his bench-made shoes. He dropped so many names during his visit, I was tripping over them more than I was the undulating brick floor that needs to be replaced.
His estimate? How gauche of you. He was a founding member of the If You Have to Ask the Price Club. None was given.
The next guy looked like he lived in Manhattan and only went out after midnight. He was in the obligatory all-black outfit, right down to the oversized portfolio he carried under one arm. It contained photos of previous projects.
He did not want to tear down any walls or build stairways to the stars, but he kept asking trick questions about what was already there.
Questions like, do you like this climbing hydrangea?
I thought I did, but the way he asked filled me with self-doubt. The same way a waiter at a fancy restaurant can unsettle me.
Oh.
When I order the cheapest wine on the list, and his only reply is,
I finally said I did like the climbing hydrangea, and I hope we could keep it in the mix. I fear that was the wrong answer. He said he'd get back to us with his plan and cost estimate. We haven't heard from him since.
The third guy. Can you turn the music down, please?
The third guy arrived wearing jeans and a t-shirt and looked like his hands might have actually touched soil. At some point, he also looked like a guy who knew what a burpee seed was.
Oh, no. He drove a truck.
He looked over the situation, pronounced our birch tree dead, said we should widen the garden stairs for better access, replace the patio floor with flagstone, and then it could start immediately since things in the gardening world were slow this time of year.
What about the climbing hydrangea, I asked.
What about it, he replied.
Excellent question, I thought. And for that, he remains in the running.
The title of today's column, To Grow a Beautiful Garden, starts with lots of green. The Final Word by Craig Wilson.
The last guy was wearing t-shirts and jeans and he drove a truck.
So let me see if I got this straight.
Oh, my God.
See if I got this straight. Get it?
Let me see if I got this straight.
For Christmas, his boyfriend gave him money. Right?
Someone did.
Jack. No.
Jack.
No, it says when my partner Jack gave me the gift, I thought it was a very generous sum.
Right. Yeah.
So his boyfriend gave him some money.
Gave him some money, and he wants to spend it on their garden.
He wants to divide.
I mean, do you get any better than that?
Pretty flower.
Ah, there you go. They'll have a good time.
You can't beat that. Guy's boyfriend gives him money for Christmas, and he wants to buy flowers.
It sounds to me like the first couple of guys that come over to do their landscape architecture are kind of like,
like not attractive guys. He talks about the guy wearing all black. He talks about the name dropper. And then, you know, like Brad Pitt shows up driving a pickup truck wearing jeans and a t-shirt. He's all goo-goo.
Third guy arrives wearing jeans and a t-shirt. Looks like his hands might have actually touched soil at some point. And who knows what soil might mean.
I'd like you to come back in the summer when it's hot. Then you can work in my backyard.
He looked like a guy who knew what a burpee seed was.
Really? Come here,
I've got some burpee seed for you.
Listen, there's no need to spend all this time on the front entrance. I'd like you to work on the rear entrance.
I understand you drive a truck. That's thick.
Feeling.
Oh, Craig. God damn it, Craig. You're great.
Craig, you and your partner Jack and your climbing hydrangea have given us a lot of pleasure today.
I want to say thank you, Craig. We knew we'd win in the end. You'd go back to writing about the topics we loved back in the office. Back when you were taboo.
You keep talking about your bamboo near your water element.
You keep talking about your partner Jack. And you keep talking about the third guy arriving wearing jeans and a t-shirt. And more talking, please, about touching soil at some point.
And you're flat of impatience near your bush.
Water element.
Excellent question, I thought.
Yeah, there you go.
And for that, he remains in the running.
He remains in the running. That's so untrue. He's won.
Right.
He's totally victorious. He was victorious when he wore the tight jeans. You know they're tight.
Skin tight.
Get buggers.
Absolutely.
Refrigerator man crack.
You know, we could add so much to this column, too. You know.
But he was wearing jeans. I don't think he was wearing underwear. He smelled of musk.
His hands looked like they'd actually touched foil.
Touched butt foil.
I soiled myself when he got out of his truck.
He asked such good questions.
Like, where did you get those shoes? I love what you've done with your hair. It's a beautiful place. What time does Jack get home?
Jack.
My partner, Jack.
I hate it when waiters at fancy restaurants unsettle me.
No, I truly do.
Leave me alone. When I order the cheapest wine on the list and the only reply is,
You don't think I'm special because I ordered the inexpensive wine?
Craig Wilson from USA Today, goddammit.
To grow a beautiful garden, start with lots of green.
Merry Christmas, honey.
Jack, look at him. He's got jeans and a t-shirt, and he drives a truck.
What could I get? What could I get, Craig, for Christmas? And then he finally hit me. I'll just give him money and let him buy whatever he wants.
And I'll give it back to Jack in a way because I'll build a beautiful garden
our home. We can share it together.
A stairway to the stars.
Make sure we have a nice water element.
Yes, next to the bamboo pole.
Oh.
Okay, well, he gives. He gives.
Beautiful. Man, today was just... I wish they were all like this.
That's a great one. Craig Wilson, USA Today. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Sorry you got fired from the show, Rudy.
Sorry.
We got to get our laughs somehow.
Absolutely.
We are up on a break. And listen, now, you bitches, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Our campaign's been broke for months. Okay, fine. Thank you very much.
Mom, will you go back to the hotel?
H to the Izzo, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, this is not too confusing for me.
Was there some kind of meltdown during the break?
I just figured it out right here. Never mind. Got it. Right here.
What was it?
This button right here.
That controlled the whole board?
One little button controls the entire board. We got it fixed. We're under control. I can hear now what's happening.
Squisita!
Mike, thank you for helping out with that.
I was not really
sure. Commercial.
You said that the whole control board was dead, right? That's what happened?
My part of it was dead. I could hear nothing on my part of the control board.
Well, Don, I'll have you know I did that commercial in a conversational style.
Well, good. Joining us now, everybody, from One Life to Live.
Good friend of this show.
Please say hello to soap opera star Tim Stigney, who plays... RJ.
Bravo!
On One Life to Live. Tim, tonight, Don and Mike Gunnerballs against... Now, do you have a name for your team, the One Life to Live gang?
We should be...
ladies and gentlemen, making it up on the fly.
Yeah, we're the background players.
The background players.
Yeah. Tonight, we'll be at Bowmore Lanes. Yeah, give Tim some headphones there. Are you on a break from shooting the show right now? Is that what you're doing right now?
No, you know, we are... I think we're the only show that still runs it this way. In the morning, starting like between 6 and 7, we do dry, where you just come in and get your blocking. You do that till 10 a.m.
Right.
Then you do camera blocking. So the crew's there, and they see where you're going to stand, who's in the shot, all that kind of jazz.
Yeah.
And that ends around 11 noon, which is now. We're at lunch.
Ah.
So you kind of came over here on a dead run, didn't you?
Well, I got in late because I'm last. We had Ty. Who is he now? Troy?
Troy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Had a passing in the family, so okay. He has to get out of town as quickly as possible.
In real life or on the show? Oh, in real life. Okay.
So I'm last, so he can get out, but I should make it in time. We should be out by 7:30.
Okay. Oh, great. So you will be at the bowling alley by about 8 o'clock tonight,
yeah,
we hope.
Yeah.
Jesus, Tim, that is a long day.
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of lucky. I'm built for theater, so nighttime right. is still, even though we work a day shift.
You sure are built for theater.
I can take bumps.
Speaking of Craig Wolfson.
He was back today.
Oh, yes, he was. With a vengeance.
So, Tim, who...
What do we have?
...are you bringing to bowl against us tonight? Joe, we can lose the music now. We know that he's from the soap opera.
You want the good news or you want the bad news?
Bad news first.
Bad news first.
Okay. Because she is on the other side of the country,
yes.
Ms. Tognoni's in L.A., we missed her by days. That's, you know...
Oh, okay. My blonde babe, my blonde bombshell.
All right. Yeah, Hillary, Nora...
Yeah.
Has also escaped.
Okay.
He got
okay.
a day off because of the switcheroo.
All right. No Hillary. No Nora.
Well, you know, I'm still coming. I want everybody to know that.
I'm working on Catherine.
Now, you know, Catherine
I heard you all this morning, so I grabbed her in the hallway.
Oh, Catherine is... Oh, that's
Lindsay.
Lindsay.
Right.
Lindsay might be there.
Honey, if you're listening, I love you. I love this broad Lindsay on One Life to Live.
Very good. Yeah, she's carrying a lot of the show, and we're doing doubles in a day, so she's beat. But I told her she doesn't have to bowl.
Okay.
She can just come.
Just has to show up, yeah.
Okay. Now, the definites, let me see. Nathan, Hank.
Okay, hold on. Let me get the picture here. Oh, now that's the guy, the black guy who used to be married to Nora. Right?
The police commissioner.
Who
works with the DA.
Oh, and by the way, we do that betwixt us.
DA?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right,
so I was loving that.
All right, DA from the show is going to be
that's
there.
That's good. Major star.
All right. Okay.
Shoot, where's my little palm? Because I'm memory.
We're going to find out.
I will get it for those of you who watch the show.
Face, you know.
Now, let's get the character names who, you know, his character on the show. He's coming tonight. RJ is going to be there for you, RJ.
RJ.
Sitting here right
and
now.
Hank, that's his name on the show, Hank.
We got Jessica.
All right, hold on, go there. Go to Jessica, let me see which one it is. That's Vicky's daughter, Mike.
Oh, yes, wonderful. Right. That's been on the show for a long time.
That is Sumero, a Christian.
Okay, hold on, let's click on there. So you've got Vicky's daughter.
who's coming? Let me see who it is.
Oh, it's one of the pretty boys,
Christian Vega, the young Christian.
Christian. Oh, Lisa's a...
International model.
We need a mop in here now, underneath where Lisa's standing.
She is dancing a little jig.
Yeah.
Who else? Oh, today, moments ago, I asked Teddy Sears, who is our tall, blonde, bartender, bad guy.
Okay, hold on. Go to his picture. Let me see him. Teddy, is he there? Lisa on the web? Teddy Sears?
He's new. He got a contract recently. But
okay.
Yes, ma'am. He's hot.
He's hot.
I hate to have... Yes.
Okay. You got any other...
He put Brent Space on his pecs. It's ridiculous.
Is Max Holden coming?
I'm working on him. He's in with me today. His wife can't make it because she has a performance starting tomorrow night.
Oh.
She's singing songs from her album.
Okay. Lisa, this is a windfall for you.
Yeah.
This is a windfall for you and all the women that listen to this show.
Now, I just want to say that if...
Well, if your lady shows up...
Then I'm set.
My blonde Italian babe is... I'm a left coast.
You know, yeah,
now, just
man.
Pass along my best wishes.
That reminds me. Mark Derwin is cute, right? Ben.
Oh, Ben. Ben Davidson's going to be there, Mike.
What do you get? What RJ look at me for and get all excited about that?
Well,
you know, he does look like, I have had a running joke that he looks like one of my best friends, Jimmy Cover, and Ben is going to be there. I don't watch that show without saying there's Jimmy Cover again.
Jimmy Cover.
Right here. That's good. Major star on the show.
So you, Dr. Jimmy. You'll make it for me if Lindsay Rappaport, now remember she was married to the other guy before.
Right.
Her real name is Catherine...
Caitlin.
Catherine, any chance she's listening right now?
No, because she's running lines with Ty.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
Baby, me love you long time.
Well, this is going to be a good time.
Really, me love you long time on One Life to Live.
We're going to get all the soap stars out there tonight and do our very best to make sure they don't show up for work tomorrow.
We have a few people who I haven't gotten definites. They're young women who've been causing trouble on the show. They were at the bar, the tall, thin model.
Tim, anything you can
today.
Do.
Yes. So even out the hunkage.
That's right.
There's a couple other the young hunks whose names you might not know. Know who also? BJ Brandon, who's set.
BJ.
Well, he's from out, you know, the big wide open spaces, and we're trying to tell him he really should work on the Brandon. BJ sends a bunch of signals he might not want.
Correct.
You know.
Wow. So anyway, it sounds like you're going to have a gaggle of the gang.
Yeah, as many as can, you know, and a lot of them live down there. I'm finding.
Great. So, tonight, 8 o'clock, we'll be taking on RJ's gang.
Backdoor players? What is it?
Background players.
Yeah, Tim Stickney, who is RJ on One Life to Live. We will be taking on his team tonight in bowling. Let me ask
you. Yeah, I know that your hunk is going to be there, Lisa. I'm happy for you.
Is it David or is there another?
David's
the guy she
Meanwhile,
likes.
Gina Statutory's out in California. Yeah.
Gina Statutory, right.
I knew it was going to happen. We got moved back, and then I realized you were out of town. I thought you were here. And
let me ask
you. You know, I had the whole fantasy. Going out. No, don't throw it that way. Let me show you.
But maybe people want to do it again. And maybe for a charity.
Mm-hmm. Great. Let me ask you a question, Lisa. This guy that you like, this David on One Life.
He's one of the pretty boys.
Yeah, hold on. I have a question. Go back to this picture.
Right.
Is he a 6.5?
6'4".
rate him, Lisa.
You gave Rob a 6'5 yesterday. Rate this guy.
Go ahead and rate him.
What do you give him?
That's the only picture I've ever seen of him.
What do you give him?
Oh, you've never seen him on the show?
You know, what do you give him?
I've seen him on the show a lot. He gets a lot of camera time.
Ooh, a stuttering seven.
Four. Seven, eight, 7.9.
7.9.
Seven niner.
She's beside herself.
That might get in there. Hey, and if Lindsay comes out tonight, you're going to be...
I'm in heaven.
You're going to go mental.
She's my girl. I mean, and now again, it's the basic difference between... The way I look at women and the way you look at women, she's an older broad, but I'm telling you, she's hot.
You mean the way I look at women? You mean as far as the way we perceive women?
Well, when we were rating the women yesterday,
yes,
it seemed to me like Casey Kasem, in your case, as the numbers got higher, the ratings got lower.
You're probably right about that, and I know I speak for Buzz, where, you know, any of the extras that are hot.
Of course.
You know, that's very cool with us.
We're fine with that.
Stars of Tomorrow, who are really maybe just a little shall we say, hungrier? You know, that'd be A-OK for me.
Starless.
Yes, sir. I can hear the line now. I find the radio show is a direct pipeline to your success on television.
Wow.
Me, me, me. So of all the guys and girls who you think are showing up tonight, and let's start with you, Tim.
I can't bowl.
Do you bowl?
No.
Good.
You know, I like I drink socially.
Do you remember the last time you've been out bowling?
Over Christmas, I went to the in-laws, and they enjoy bowling. Mm-hmm. So we went once, and...
How'd you do?
I beat the children.
Okay. did you break 100?
No.
Right. Tim, let me ask you a question. Do you think when your coworkers, your castmates get together with us for bowling tonight, do you think we're going to frighten them? Do you think we're going to frighten me? Because let's be honest.
No.
You look at us. Look at Don, myself, Rob. We all get out there. We are not, and I emphasize, not television-type people.
Hey, speak for yourself, Mike. I like to think that 5.1 that Lisa gave me is simply an aberration.
You mean you think it was in real life higher?
I'm television handsome.
And knowing...
I know it. I'm looking at myself in the glass right now.
I've always known that. It's just nobody else realizes
I'm
it.
TV handsome.
I'm a Greek god.
And knowing that it's all in fun, how do you think your coworkers will feel about screaming in German?
Yeah, we do that.
Screaming in German.
Well, let me, for example...
You know, they're a lot more fun-loving group than I think you realize.
Good. Really good.
Right. Yeah.
Agreeden.
Yeah. That is der gut. Yeah.
Agreeden. Nein. Nein. Yes, agreeden.
That is nicht gut.
Das ist gut. Das ist nicht gut. Das ist sehr gut. Disagreeden.
There's a lot of that going on when we go bowling.
We have fun.
Oh, no.
All right, so listen, you get out of here.
I didn't practice. I had every good intention.
No, thank you.
Well, you know, we find these lanes are wonderful. It's a great social atmosphere.
Sure.
And it, you know, but it's you get a little equilibrium problem when you get all those fluorescent pins and
now
all
listen,
that stuff.
Yeah. For all the broads who are going to come down, who watch One Life to Live, are you going to be aloof with our listeners tonight, or will you be accessible?
No, we don't know. We don't do that.
I mean, like, do we need like velvet ropes? And do we need
I
to
mean,
bring?
The thing is, some of the folks live in town, so you know, just don't walk anyone out.
Gotcha. All right.
They know where they're going.
What Mr. Stickney is saying,
gotcha.
Stalkers stay home.
Yeah, but, well, they know what's happening before you do. Right?
But big fans of the show, you got no problem saying hi to the fans of the show who watch
absolutely
the show.
Absolutely not.
And you're going to work on those women that are you, how do you put it, troublemakers?
Yeah. See, because I don't, you know.
Yeah.
When I work with the really young actors and actresses, I stay on the other side of the set.
Right.
Just so we're clear.
Yeah, right.
Because there are a lot of beautiful people
right.
In the building.
And you're a happily married man.
Yes, I am. And
absolutely.
You know, that's work.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, as I mentioned to you, I am so queer for the show. I TiVo the show. And I have a question about the show. Two questions about the open and the close of the show. First off, the open of the show. How do you decide the pecking order of whose picture goes where at the beginning of the soap opera?
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's executive privilege. Yeah.
Is that a contractual issue with some people?
It has been over the years.
I guess somebody could get it written into their contract where they go in the credits.
They could try. That stuff's always been difficult. They have done that over time.
And am I wrong in thinking the best spot to have is the last spot?
That is the cherry.
That is the cherry spot.
Yeah. Isn't that Dano?
Oh. No, it's Victoria Lord Poon.
No. Yeah, like one of the writers, one of our ex-head writers said, you know, it's her life in the one life. And I was like, oh, got it.
Okay. Hello. Hey, here's the other question. Right at the very end of the show, when they say, we'll be back with scenes of tomorrow's One Life to Live. What's the deal on the rotation on that? Because I don't hear you do that a lot.
I do it a lot, but you know, see, I'm classically trained, which is a segue. and I can't help it. When you give me coffee, I go to General American.
Right.
And so it doesn't sound like Arja.
Sustain we now a description of a time when Petty lost an overweening tyranny offend the rock of state.
It's not as bad as Juilliard. That takes longer to shake. I didn't go there.
All right, I got you. The pictures, the still pictures that they have of you guys when they go, do.
Yeah.
You know, the with the yellow background.
Yeah.
The
thing. The bumper.
Yes. I'm sorry, I watched the show. No, I hate them. I hate them. They're some of the queerest pictures. And the guys, they make the guys stand around with their shirts off.
Right. Sure.
And you've got Vicky. There's one of
Vicky. Remember what RJ said, what Tim said. It's her life.
It's her life.
Right. It's Vicky's life.
Maybe.
And her many personalities.
That's supposed to be an honor, you know.
Right. That's an honor to get
to be one of those. Yeah, it's a collection of over three seasons now. I was in the first batch.
Okay, all right. Well, if it's an honor, I won't say what I was going to say.
No, but they, you know, I know what you I got you.
Okay. And for real fans, I know you kind of, it's like any other television show, you kind of find out when they give you the script. Are you as bad and as...
Vicky,
please stop. Are you as bad and evil as you've ever been? Are you going to be doing anything in the future where people are really going to despise
you? He's a better guy on the show now.
Yeah, well, you know, we as a town will be making a lot of parenting mistakes.
Giving away the plot.
I won't tell you.
I like that. I do need to get one cheap little plug in for something I'm doing. I'm doing something on stage, which I don't get to do very often.
All right.
And this is a really short run. We started rehearsing on the first of this month, just a couple days ago.
Gotcha.
And the performances of Othello. I'm doing the big...
Othello.
Yeah, I get to be the man.
Right.
Nice.
Thank
very
you.
Cool.
Thank you. Thank you. It's at the Pantheon Theater on 42nd Street. It's just from March 1st through the 16th. You can find out about it at performerweb.com, which is kind of cool. I've never gotten information for a theater in a while.
All right, well, go see Tim do something besides be a bad, slightly good guy with braids on One Life to Live.
For the big Shakespeare fans in our audience, I think this is a wonderful opportunity. I know certainly in Stockton, California, there'll be a lot of people making the trip across the country.
For a lot of our listeners, they think it's O'Fella.
Yes, O'Fella.
Hey, O'Fella.
O'Fella, and they think that maybe he's referring to his penis.
O'Fella. O'Fella.
I love that game.
That's for a short rehearsal time. That's a pretty heavy-duty role.
Speedy. The director, Mark Lang, and I worked together at the beginning of our careers.
Right.
The tour doing Shakespeare back, 81, 82.
Let me ask you something seriously, an actor's question, and this I really mean. You got a great gig. You're on a soap opera.
Yeah, yeah.
You make tons of dough. You got a nice life going.
Yeah.
Why do you want to be like a... Why you got to be a serious actor? I mean, for all of you guys, really, why... It's like me and Mike. I'm happy being the guy doing a show where people are going to eat their boogers. I have no higher aspirations.
Well, it's actually the same journey, you know. I'm a dark-skinned, American-born African. So through most of my life, I was heavier. I was always the character guy. I can tell you every guy in a play who has no family, because that was the only role they ever cast me in.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So... You know, I got out, got older, and I got cast in Shakespeare because it's so long ago, people would kind of accept, okay, a Negro could be there. I've done shows, places where people threw stuff at me when I died, you know.
Wow.
I had to be walked out after.
Wow.
So now I get to, you know, I got away from that. I was playing nurses and normal people in movies before I got the RJ gig, so I had to go back to playing every, you know, the band.
All right, I got you.
So now, you know, I get a month where it's like guerrilla theater, but... I get to say these words again, and I haven't said them.
But doesn't doing that, you know, and I'm going to ask you an acting question now because I kind of dig talking about that. Doesn't that help you do what you do better? I mean, when you
it
do
helps
something like that,
bring me back because, I mean, honestly, before I got the RJ gig, I was one of the handful of actors on the East Coast and, you know, further into the country that if you did classical work, you were going to get my picture.
But let's face
it. I haven't, but the words just don't engage you. It just doesn't take the same kind of work.
You don't really have to be an actor to be on a soap opera, though, right?
No. I mean, you can. Absolutely not. No.
No, thanks. And I mean that.
You know, we have a resident Shakespeare fan here.
No,
we do.
Isn't Buzz?
Buzz is a Shakespeare fan.
Well, you know, it's a 99-seat house. But
I'd
if
like
you
want to
get it,
I'd like to see it. I'd love to see it.
Buzz, why don't you quote some Shakespeare.
Come on, do a soliloquy.
Do one of your silly queens.
The Prince's speech from Romeo and Juliet.
Buzz Burbank, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, we must have quiet on the set.
Where be these enemies? Capulet, Montague, see what a scourge is laid upon your hate that heaven finds means to kill your joys with love. And I, for winking at your discords, too, have lost a brace of kinsmen. There you go.
Bravo!
Thank you.
I got you.
Thank you. I'm wearing the tights.
Very nice. That's off the top of Buzz's head. That was just like... I can only equate that to that Star Trek where
you do yours.
Picard is talking to the woman. He goes, "For if I have not clutched the rose and seen the rose grow," it's when Picard falls in love with a woman.
Oh, I went back to the first series when the murderer Kodos.
Oh yeah. All right, now do something. Now you do. You do a silly queen.
I like the aunt. I don't carry things. All I have are the other people's lines I liked. I always liked Juliet's father when he said. What? If you be mine, I give you to my friend. If you be not, beg, hang, starve, die in the streets. For ne'er that is mine shall e'er do thee good.
Yeah.
Look to it, bethink you, I do not use to jest.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've always wanted to say that to somebody's kid. And
great words.
Here's some acting.
Great words.
Here's some acting.
See, we, can we write this down on this segment as culture?
Yes.
Does it count?
I think so.
You know, when people really are, you know, writing those articles about
it? I think so. I would just like to take this moment out to mention tomorrow on the show, Booger Breakfast.
Eat ye some booger!
For
thou shalt thrust thy finger into thy nasal cavity, pulling out this filth!
We are giving away $1,000 courtesy of the Dish Network. Dish Network's digital home plan, 165 digital and static free channels for 3 months free, plus free installation, 800-333-DISH. They're giving us $1,000. We're giving away tomorrow on the show. We're having the first 25 people come down, eat your boogers on the show, and we will select one winner for $1,000.
Block
now and in jest.
All right, Tim, go back to work on One Life to Live.
Yeah, I will.
We will see you tonight at Bowmore in Manhattan.
Yeah.
As we take on the One Life to Live crew.
Well, that'll be a lot of fun.
Can I say this? A guarantee victory for the Gutterballs.
Yeah. Wow, that's great.
We're going to beat those soft TV people.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Because we're so much better conditioned.
Yeah, because we're blue collar.
Because we...
Mike,
we're just so scary and shady.
But you know these guys, you better wear long sleeves, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You know my boys.
Yeah, they're cut.
They may not be good, but they're scary.
Yeah, don't worry, we always wear long sleeves.
I'm going to wear my tightest outfit. My tightest jeans. And I'm going to have my best hairdo. Might get a haircut today. Might get a mohawk.
Okay. Tim, get out of here, Tim.
All right, get out of here.
We'll see you tonight.
Timothy Stickney.
Yeah. RJ from One Life to Live. Bringing some of the big stars down. If you're a housefrau or maybe you're just a fag like me or Pharrell and you watch the show.
Well, it sounds like we're going to have more studs than studettes. So, ladies, get down there and enjoy yourself.
Come on down to Bowmore tonight.
There'll be starlets.
What Tim's promising. And, basically, if he doesn't deliver, our friendship is over.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey. Hi.
I was going to ask you if you could ask the soap opera star to take the celebrity sex quiz.
Oh, Tim's taking the sex quiz.
Yeah, we've done that with him before.
He's taking it a long time ago.
And one more thing, Don.
Yeah.
Remember you said anybody could be a DJ?
Yes.
I don't believe that. The other day, when you were imitating the disc jockeys, like leading in the songs and stuff.
Yes.
Not everybody can talk in the pitch of voice that you and some other professionals.
No, yes, they can. As I want to tell you right now, that thank you, though.
I'm telling you,
any monkey...
I am convinced that you and Mike can do anything.
Any monkey can do this job. Mm. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey there, got a balls. How you doing?
We're doing great. Hi, Joe.
I can't wait to see you guys tonight.
Well, yeah, you know what? The last time we were in New York balling, no one could get in to see us because of those dicks at the Port Authority, so please come on by tonight.
And you want to know who this is, Mike?
Who?
The kid you gave the money to at Leisure Time.
I remember you.
Oh, the 18-year-old kid.
Yeah, the kid that I gave the money to in the parking lot.
Hey, Mike, how about this? How about I give you money tonight so you can get drunk and be happy?
Very good. That's a wonderful idea.
That's nice.
Yeah, because I was really not happy last time, was I?
No. And I'll have a good day to you, sir, son.
That's right. Well, thank you for taking the money. Did you buy somebody drinks with that money when I gave it to you?
No, I gave it back, remember?
No, you gave it to another guy, didn't you?
Because he was not old enough,
I gave it to you, and then you gave it to, like, some homeless guy who probably didn't even listen to the show.
All right, whatever. We'll see you tonight.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. All right,
appreciate it, dumbass.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
What's up, Don?
Hi.
Hey, Don, I just want to let you know you're not alone. I TiVo, One Life to Live, and all my children.
Well, then
you're
as queer as I am. Thank you.
Thank you,
my friend. Thank you. Listen, as we go to break, I just want to say I appreciate the person who called to say that this is an art form, because I'm telling you that you could get a monkey to sit right here on this microphone and say it's 1:13, and you're listening to KCBQ.
Yeah.
Easy. Easy as pie. We got the Michael Jordan stuff, Arnie?
Yeah, the satellite link is still up.
Yeah, we're going to fly with that next, I think.
Oh, are they happy?
And Buzz, I got great news for you. You're going to be a participant in today's show as well.
All right.
Not in the Michael Jordan part of the show, but a little later in the show. Special segment, spotlight on our favorite Buzz Burbank.
Well, very exciting.
Stand by. Ladies and gentlemen, you know us. We're humble. We don't like to brag.
Uh-huh.
But I want to tell you something. This whole Michael Jordan thing turned around because of the Don and Mike show.
Absolutely. Right.
You heard the counseling. Mm-hmm. You heard the backstabbing, the allegations.
Mm-hmm. And now hear the celebration.
And now the Jordans have announced to the world that they are together again.
Yes.
Share the joy.
And goddamn, he was incredible last night. I watched, I got upstairs after I left your place and watched the last part of the game against, after they play last night. Somebody go Toronto.
Mm-hmm. The Raptors.
He kicked some ass last night.
Sure.
Yeah, things are good on the home front.
Yeah, it's good. It's always good. I feel total empathy for him.
So we are. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
We'll be back. Michael, Juanita, the Jordans.
Yeah, their joyous celebration.
Live counseling right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
If you really want to test him out, why don't you try the old Jerry Lewis trick?
Jerry Lewis.
I heard when Jerry Lewis left a meeting, he'd purposely leave a briefcase with a tape recorder in it. Then after 5 minutes, he'd come back for it, listen to what everyone said about him.
That's pretty paranoid.
Yes, it is.
I like it.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
To believe you. Oh, I love my Beach Boys. Oh, and about the Beach Man.
Able to neutralize feminine odor. The Don and Mike Show.
I know we won't have time today, but make a note, tomorrow, I do want to play you two great Beach Boys tapes that you've not heard before. One is when the Beach Boys are in the studio recording Help Me Rhonda.
Right.
And their dad is screaming at them.
Oh. He was an abusive parent.
Calling them morons and idiots.
Wow.
And the other one is a tape of Brian Wilson during a concert. Where it's much worse than anything that was on the two CD Live at the Roxy stuff that I played for you. It's like the unauthorized stuff. And what did he call someone, an a-hole, Rob, on that tape?
A butthole.
A butthole.
Loved I clothed you well.
Hey, you butthole. So that's tomorrow's episode. Also tomorrow, please, we got to keep mentioning this. It is the event that has turned our audience upside down.
Yes, it's turned a lot of people upside down.
The Booger Breakfast Show, starting at 11 a.m., show up here at Don and Mike World Headquarters, Branch 2. Ah. We are at WNEW at 57th and 7th in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Come on up to the 9th floor. Tell them you're here to eat your boogers. You can bring a bag of boogers with you.
Bring a bag of boogers with you.
Or you can simply pick and eat live on the air. Either way, you're going to have to pick and eat on the air at least one live booger. We can only have one winner for $1,000. Everyone gets prizes. And we can only take 25 people. So be one of the first 25 people starting at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Right.
You just heard us talking to Tim Stickney about bowling at Bowmore tonight against One Life to Live. And the big news story yesterday was the fact that Michael Jordan is, well, it's not that he's getting back together, it's that she's letting him back in, right?
She has withdrawn her divorce petition.
That's it.
That is what has happened.
Joining us now in the studio is basketball legend Michael Jordan.
Wow. Hello.
Hell of a game last night, Mike.
Thank you, Don. I appreciate that very much. But I'm, I don't care about basketball. I just wish my voice was lower. I'll tell you right now, what I'm happy about is my reconciliation with Juanita. I think we're going to get her on the phone, and I must tell you, basketball is important, but I'll tell you right now, what's important to me is love. And I have my love back in my life.
Wait.
My God, what was that?
I don't know. What the hell's going on?
You know, I'm so happy. I think I'm going to score 70 points tomorrow night.
Dialing on this phone, ringing on this phone. So that's the phone I pick up. Yeah.